From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, Ford and General Motors announced that over the past 3 months, they burned through cash at a rate of more than $2 billion a month. At that pace, GM says it might not be able to fund its business by early next year. NPR's Frank Langford has our story.
America's financial crisis has been filled with numbers bigger than most of us can grasp. So it's worth taking a moment to consider the figures GM hit investors with today. From July through September, the company blew through almost $7 billion. That means GM had to spend more than $3 million of its reserves each hour. That's right, each hour, just to keep the lights on. Kim Korth, a Michigan auto analyst, said the company is at risk.
If this crisis goes much beyond 3 to 4 months at the level they've been operating at for the last couple months, they're out of money.
And what happens when they run out of money?
That would be catastrophic. They would have to declare, they'd have to go into bankruptcy.
The problem is this. Auto sales have collapsed. Most people don't want to buy big-ticket items in a recession. And those who still do have trouble getting loans because of the credit crunch. Faced with plummeting demand, some businesses might just slash costs overnight. But GM and Ford can't. Korth says they're huge industrial companies with big expenses and legally binding union contracts.
Even if you decided to shut down a plant or lay off a number of people, which they've done in various areas, it still has costs. That could help you a year from now, but it actually adds more cash requirements in the short term.
GM CEO Rick Wagoner said today his company has no intention of filing for bankruptcy, but he also insisted that the Detroit Three need a $25 billion government loan to survive the recession. And in an interview with CNBC, he said GM needs the money soon.
I think it's critical that we move fast, and I hope that Congress takes it up immediately.
Many ordinary people oppose bailing out Detroit. They say the companies contributed to their problems by making strategic blunders. But Wagoner said letting GM fail would cause much bigger damage across the economy. And he invoked the government's decision to let Lehman Brothers go bankrupt as a cautionary tale. Letting Lehman go is now widely seen as a big mistake that deepened and broadened the financial crisis.
I think the lesson from Lehman is the very important time and difficult times we're in really requires policymakers to try to be ahead of the problem rather than reacting to the problems.
Wagoner and his fellow executives at Ford and Chrysler made their case to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday. Ron Gettelfinger, head of the United Auto Workers, was at the meeting too. In addition to a $25 billion loan, Gettelfinger also pressed for another $25 billion so the companies can fulfill their health care obligations to the union. Congressman Sander Levin, a Michigan Democrat, acknowledged that the companies have made mistakes, but he also says they've made the changes they need to survive.
The big three has made clear that once they get past this period, they really believe they've got the quality, they've got what it takes to produce the cars of today and the future.
The Detroit automakers are asking for the loans in an economic stimulus bill Speaker Pelosi wants to pass in a lame duck session later this month. Levin said he was hopeful it would happen, but so far Pelosi has made no promises. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.